By a nearly unanimous vote last night, the Anchorage Assembly approved a new ordinance for removing illegal homeless campsites and confiscating campers' property. But the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska says the law as passed is unconstitutional and they'll fight it. In April, ACLU Alaska filed suit against the municipality in Superior Court. The organization charged the city's 12-hour ordinance and lack of true legal protest against seizure and property destruction was unconstitutional. The city attorney's office proposed 5 days. ACLU wanted 10 business days. The director of the municipality's Health and Human Services Department, Diane Engel, supported the 5-day guideline.
When you think about a public health perspective, really the longer time and the more time people have, the more time they have to disperse and go other places rather than for us to come in and our goal to really bring them to services.
After the vote, the ACLU's Jeffrey Mittman said his organization would now actively pursue its suit against the municipality in court. He said the homeless were entitled to constitutional protections against unfair seizure and destruction of property.
They've just passed a law that says the mayor's office has the right to decide your rights, and by throwing out your property as soon as the hearing officer decided, you effectively have no right to go to court. I can't think of any court in this country, any court in Alaska, that will approve of that. So they've basically passed, again, an unconstitutional ordinance, and on that grounds, the ACLU has to fight this.
Mittman also said campers who were served notice but happened to be in custody at the time might not even learn of the abatement action until after they were released and their property already destroyed.